Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. 6:55. Joining us in studio, ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta. Jen, I want to bounce this off of you. The WIAA tweeted this yesterday. A proposal to implement the shot clock in 2026 and 2027 with an option to utilize in 25 and 26 for non-conference by mutual agreement was voted down by the Board of Control. So that means it's not going to advance. So the quote-unquote Board of Control of the WIAA says no basketball shot clock in high school preps, good or bad, and why or why not?
I don't understand it. I don't understand the resistance to the shot clock. I know that the reasons given have been cost. I think it would cost about $5,000, $4,000 for each school to get the equipment and the technology to have the shot clock. And then, of course, if you are staffing that position for every game at every level, maybe that starts to get expensive.
Shot clock is one operator, right? You have somebody else doing the clock scoreboard,
correct,
somebody else doing the book, all
correct,
the other. Shot clock, you need one person dedicated to
I
that.
I still think most programs could find a parent volunteer or could find a student volunteer that would volunteer for those roles. But I've been to high school basketball games as recently as the last few months where, because there is no shot clock, it completely changes your strategy at the end of the games. If it's a close game and you want to hold the ball, you can. You can effectively pass. You want me to keep going? Because you can't. Like, sometimes this goes on for 4 minutes.
Tom Diener, when he was at Vincent, they'd get a 4-point lead in the first quarter and they'd never shoot again. That's not that big of an exaggeration. You won championships that way.
And I think there are, there's a lot of evidence from other states where they have gone that direction, where they have put the shot clock in and it has been, positive results, positive reviews. So I'm a little bit surprised as to when this, and now look, the vote yesterday would not have pushed it through.
Right.
It still would have had to have gone through other stages. But I am surprised that so many executives have said no to this.
It seems to me that all it does is put the Wisconsin basketball player behind, doesn't it? If they are looking to be competitive going into a D1, D2, or D3 school event?
Well, I think you can figure out how to subscribe to a shot clock, but you're from a rep standpoint, certainly. You know, if you've got a team that is shooting the ball every 20 seconds or whatever the shot clock number would be, those kids are getting more reps. How it works. You get more reps. You're shooting the ball more. You're dribbling more. You're doing all of the things that contribute to actual basketball more because the clock is forcing you to do so. It's a no-brainer. I don't understand why it hasn't gone through. I don't think I'm alone in that. There was a lot of pushback, a lot of negative feedback to the decision yesterday. So I just don't know how these executives and these people who are actually casting the votes, how they are coming up with which decision they're voting.
Hey, you took the ACT the other day. We talked about that. Are you sharing your results at this point?
We are sharing the results this morning on Jen.
This morning.
All right.
Do you guys have a guess? Do you want to guess?
26 for you.
26?
Yeah, which would be fairly solid.
Well, if we're going to do that, I'll say like 34 then. You want to like impress here?
Right.
I'd say 24. 26 is high, isn't it?
Okay.
24. I'll go
the
24.
Highest you can get is a 36.
Yeah.
There were four different elements. There was math, there was science, there was reading, there was writing. There was another section that I think they just used for analytics or something like that. I will tell you math was my worst. And reading wasn't my best.
Hmm.
And
curious.
So it is the average of those scores.
All right.
I will also say this, I did worse than I did in high school.
Wow.
Is that surprising?
That's interesting.
I can't recall what you shared, if you told us that number or not.
All right, we'll break
Dang.
It.
All right.
All right, next time.
All right.
Next time when there's not big sports news. 6:59 on
See
Wisconsin's
you guys. Thank
Morning
you.
News.